Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Thanksgiving meditation, an application to our daily life of Thanksgiving, is found recorded in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. So far, so in text. In Christ Jesus, without whom we would have no joy or thanksgiving, dear fellow redeemed. How many of you shout for joy anymore? Children shout quite often. They shout for the mom, three rooms down, the other side of the house. They shout to the brothers and sisters. They shout with glee and happiness when they're playing. But you know, as we grow older and mature, we don't shout much anymore. And that's probably a good thing. But we do shout when we go to our children's sports games. We shout to encourage our children. We shout to cheer on the team. And some of us sports fanatics shout at the TV watching football. Shouting at the ref when he makes a bad call. Shouting at the players when they make a bad play. But most of us don't shout much anymore. 2 weeks ago, I ran across a comics in the paper that applied to this sermon this morning, and so I cut it out. A mother was talking to her son, and she said, "Why are you running around this house screaming and shouting?" The little boy said, "Have you ever tried it? Try it." So the mother goes, "Ah!" Then she says, "So I try it. What am I? Holy cow! I feel really good." And the boy says, "Yeah." Well, this evening, the psalmist says to us, shout. Shout for joy to the Lord. Why? Three reasons. Because he made us. Because we're his children. And because his mercy and faithfulness is forever. Someone has written, life is not an ordeal that we have to endure or a routine we just have to go through, time to be served like a convict in a penitentiary. No, life is an opportunity to cultivate whatever gifts God has given to us and use whatever time there is left to the glory of God. But it's human nature to grumble and complain, isn't it? The children of Israel made complaining an art form. And yet this evening, the psalmist is encouraging us, shout for joy, serve the Lord with gladness, and literally means to leap for joy, and come before the Lord with a joyful voice, joyful singing. Three things he says there. Shout for joy, leap for joy, and sing for joy. Whatever your station in life, there's no room for complaining. There's no room for fretting and worrying. Just joyful service to the Lord with a shout in our voice and a heart of thanksgiving. But who's kidding who? Life isn't that way, is it? Problems, troubles, sorrows, sufferings, illnesses, disasters, frustrations are like mosquito bites. Scratch and itch them until we get so frustrated that all joy is gone. And that's why we need a daily dose of God's Word. A daily dose of the Psalms that reminds us, shout for joy. reminds us, serve the Lord with gladness. And reminds us, come before Him with a joyful voice. It's the Jehovah Elohim God who created us and who also gave us our mind, our abilities, our talents, and our time here on this earth. God's name, Elohim, tells us that He is our Creator God. He not only created this world and all of mankind, but He created the universe and all that exists, and He rules over all of it. God's name, Jehovah, tells us that He is the I Am God, the God of mercy and grace and justice. He's our Redeemer. He told Adam and Eve by that name that He would redeem them from their sins that they fell into, rescue them from Satan's clutches, and deliver them from eternal death into eternal life. We did not evolve over the millions and millions and billions of years to become the superior intellectual beings that we are. God created us. We had nothing to do with it. We had nothing to do with it. In fact, we are not the masters of our fate or the captains of our ship. We didn't create ourselves and bring ourselves into this world, nor have we the right to choose the way we want to be taken out of this world. That's up to God. So our Elohim God and our Jehovah God made us each individually, gave us the many years we live in this earth, our talents, our abilities, our minds, our personality. So don't wish to have someone else's talents and abilities. He gave exactly what He knew you needed and the abilities that He knew you had to possess to glorify Him. Shout for joy because He made you individually. He also encourages us to shout for joy because we're His children. In the beginning of time, God created all people to be His children. To be His children, to serve Him all the days that they live in this earth. But when Adam and Eve fell into sin, it all went away. They now were like lost, strange sheep. Now humankind was owned by Satan, lock, stock, and barrel, both body and soul, and they served themselves. But God had a remedy for that. He sent His Son into this world to redeem us, to buy us back, to bring us back to be His children. And what more beautiful picture can the Lord use for us, for being His children, than the picture of the sheep and His good shepherd, the good shepherd, who gave His life for us. Jesus is the good shepherd who loves us, who cares for us, who has mercy for us. And this relationship of God being our loving Father and we as children, and we being sheep, helpless, and Jesus being our good shepherd, is an everlasting relationship. It's forever. Just knowing that should be enough to make our voices shout for joy. The Lord Jesus, as our good shepherd, has conquered all of our enemies. Sin, death, Satan. He protects us day by day as we walk through the pastures of this life. He tells us that He carries us in His arms so that no one can pluck us out of His hands. We're safe and secure every single day that we live. He laid down His life for us. And in so doing, He paid for the guilt and punishment that we wandering, straying, rebellious, sinful sheep deserved. And then He rose from the dead. And day after day after day, He guides us, He leads us, and He will lead us until we finally dwell in the house of the Lord forever, in those heavenly pastures above. Shout for joy, not only because He made each of us individually, but because He's made us to be His children and the sheep of His pasture. And finally, the psalmist says, shout for joy, because He is merciful and faithful forever. Our text says, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. The psalmist received God's goodness and knew His truth. All the Old Testament and New Testament believers received God's goodness and knew His truth. Over 300 years ago, the pilgrims received God's goodness and knew His truth. And then at first Thanksgiving, they gave thanks to God for His bountiful goodness. And so it is, in these years, many years later, that same goodness, that same mercy has been showered upon us by that same faithful Lord and God. Year after year, our seeds are planted and they grow. The sun shines, the rain falls, they mature, they're harvested, and we have more than enough food to eat here in this country. Year after year, God gives us strength and the ability and skill and health to work and earn a living. Our physical and material blessings are not only more than we deserve, they're more than we can even count. Our blessings of freedom and the ability to speak God's word and teach God's word wherever we want to in our nation, that's a priceless gift. When we start to grumble and complain, as we so often do, remember these facts. If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a warm bed to sleep in at night, then you're richer than 75% of the people in this world. If you have money in the bank and in your wallet, then you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, then you're more blessed than the 1 million people who will not survive the next week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, or the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, then you're ahead of 500 million people in this world. And if you can attend church without fear of harassment, torture, arrest, or death, then you're more blessed than 3 billion people in the world today. May we show this thankful love to our God who has given us so many physical and more especially even spiritual blessings every day as we get up day by day and go to work or go to school, serve our children, serve our spouse, or serve our parents, serve our neighbors, and serve our Lord in whatever calling He has given to us. And this evening, let us enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful to His name, bless His name, and make a joyful shout to the Lord. So, let's rise and let's shout together, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's rise. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.